So, as a friend, we have gone to Sanda, Mulpland and Mulpland. That you have offered some room here?
No, brother, in the first place, this facility for a doctor, so he saw that on the plan. So he proposed that, well, I'm a dentist, and I can give the devotees free service.
No, there is no medical service in the building. रात में तुम बाहर देता है, हाँ? तो कौन देता है?
रात का है,
हाँ? तो कुत्ता क्यों भोकता है? कुत्ता किधर से आता? उसको देखना चाहिए, आए तो उसको मार के भगा दे। This quarter there is no such building, eh? Or this pattern?
No. Not in Bombay, nowhere in Bombay.
That's very good.
There will be after this though.
Eh?
After this there will be, isn't there?
There should not be any medical service in the building, new building. So, what about there should be any other place on the level?
That is held too convenient. It is not very urgent. Well, there is spare room there. Medical service is to cure the material disease, not this temporary headache and stomachache. There are so many medical services for these things. But where is the medical service for curing bhavarog, material disease? That is one thing. Medical service does not give any guarantee that there will be no more disease. And our service is guaranteed. There will be no more birth, death, old age and disease. That is the difference. Yes, I was suffering too much from dental pain. I never went to the dentist. I invented my medicine and it cured.
Now everybody else is using it here.
Huh?
I taught them all and they're all using it. They will all be using it.
They like it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Huh? The only defect is that all the ingredients are not very finely powdered. If it is very finely powdered, then it will be very nice.
You are perfect in all respects.
Hmm?
You are even doctors, all doctors.
I am not a doctor, but I created many doctors. हरे कृष्णा आप पर क्या है बोलिए।
हम लोग तो हमेशा अच्छा है मगर आई हैव डिसाइडेड नॉट टू कम टू दिस इज बिकॉज आई वॉज ड्रिवन अवे यस्टरडे मॉर्निंग बाय योर मैन केम टू लुक आफ्टर यू हाउ इज दैट गॉड ओनली नोस द वे दे बिहेव सो वेरी बैडली विद थ्री ऑफ अस एंड यू आर नॉट स्लीपिंग इवन बिकॉज आई वांटेड टू गिव यू द प्रिस्क्रिप्शन सो आई रैन फ्रॉम माय हाउस
You had just taken rest in the bedroom, so I thought
yes,
I wrote out the prescription.
Yes, I got it.
So you can come.
Sir, I was.
No, I got another question. Thank you very much. I don't think you.
So I. You wanted to see.
Yeah, he brought two of his friends in as well. I thought it was going to create such a commotion and you were just taking rest. So I said, better to let you rest and not disturb you.
All over the world, the Ratha Yatra attracts thousands of people. But in Bombay, we will not have Jagannath Puri. So how could Ratha Yatra attract people? There's a big
attraction.
The question was raised about Lord Rama worshipping Shiva. In one of the programs, somebody raised the question that we cited that Lord Shiva is worshipping Krishna. That he's Vaishnava. So that person replied that Lord Ram also worshipped Shiva. So he wanted to know the explanation.
Yes, sir, let's do it.
Sometimes Krishna, he is chastised by Mother Jagada. So, how is that? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is being chastised. By Mother Jagada.
He likes to be chastised, part of the relationship.
Similarly, he likes to worship the devotee. Sometimes the father takes the child on his shoulder. Does it mean the child is more important than the father? They say in the Valmiki Ramayana there is no such incident as Ram Chandra worship Shiva. It is later on interview. But even if he does so, that is wrong.
Yes.
That later on Ramayana is put some havoc. That later on interpretation?
The Shaivites, they want to make Lord Shiva the exalted supreme person. In South India, there is a good propaganda for this. That is all that is going on.
Then Lord Shiva says in Purana, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnu. In Purana, the same Lord Shiva says there is no other liberator besides Vishnu. Vishnu Pradata Sarvesham.
One devotee commented that the reason that Lord Ram worshipped Lord Shiva was because he wanted to kill Ravana, and Ravana was a devotee of Shiva, so Lord Ram worshipped Shiva in that respect.
What did that?
He said because Ravana was a devotee of Lord Shiva, that in order that Lord Ramchandra could kill Ravana, he worshipped Shiva.
He wanted to take permission, they said.
Permission.
They wanted to take, Rama wanted to take permission from Shiva.
So Shiva is so rascal that he got permission. That means they're trying to prove Shiva is a rascal. Because he gave permission to kill his devotee. Then what is the use of his one becoming Shiva's devotee? In such a rascal that one can take his permission and kill his devotee. So what is the use of becoming a devotee of such a rascal?
He protected Banasura.
What is that? That means that proving that Shiva is a rascal. Get permission to kill his devotee. Then what is the use? Then nobody should become a Shiva's devotee. That is the conclusion. Because he got this permission to somebody else to kill his devotee. They are trying to prove Lord Shiva as a rascal. What do you think? If I want your permission, please give me your permission, I shall kill your son. And if you say yes, I give my permission. Then are you not a rascal? By this example, they are making Lord Shiva a rascal. That he has no common sense.
I mean, a director of Lord Shiva should do something.
Now, if this proposition is there, that Lord Shiva gives permission for killing his devotee, then who will become his devotee? Is it not?
Yes.
No sane man will become his devotee. How they manufacture foolish statement, that's it. And any common sense man will immediately say, then Shiva is a rascal. He cannot give protection to his guru for the thing.
Of course, Sri Prabhupada, does one have to give protection to their devotee if they break the law? Just like if you have a child and if he murders someone, isn't he supposed to be punished? So if someone goes against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if he's a devotee, shouldn't Shiva concur?
No, that is another thing. This proposal that because Ramchandra approached Lord Shiva to kill Ravana and he gave permission, although Ravana was his dead devotee, then what is the use of becoming devotee of Lord Shiva, with his permission? Is that very reasonable proposal? If I ask your permission that I shall kill your son, will you give permission?
No.
Yeah? If Lord Shiva gives permission to Lord Ramchandra, yes, he can kill Ravana. Then what is the use of becoming his devotee?
I think Dr. Patel would say that it's not fair. You
Mm-hmm. You fired the opposition.
Huh?
It's not fair. You completely destroyed the opposition. There's no question of fight.
The actual fact is that Lord Shiva did not give permission, but he did not go to protect Ravana because he knew that it was impossible to give him permission. That is summarized and in Bengali. Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna kills somebody, wants to kill somebody, nobody can kill somebody. That is the conclusion. And if Krishna protects somebody, nobody can kill him. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. He was protected by Lord Nishigna. Who can kill him?
Why did Lord Shiva try to protect Banasura? Didn't Lord Shiva try to protect...
Yes. You must try. When your son is in danger, you must try. That is natural. That is not uncommon. You can save or not save, that is different. But it is your duty. If somebody is under your protection, you must try to save him. Immediately at the risk of your life. That is real protector.
We have planned Srila Prabhupada to comment on Ramayana.
First, I will finish my Bhagavad Gita. Talk of others.
Lord Brahma took away his thousand that overthrows the rest of our day. At this time, I expanded in this. Yes, sir. But Balarama was not knowing for about a year or so that these cows are all Krishna expansions. But the Govindas were so much affectionate towards Krishna formerly. Now he started, he doubted that Govindas are not that much affectionate towards Krishna. Because they've converted them to, they are part and parcel of Krishna only, you know. So he was not very much that.
That is because they were playing the role of human beings.
Reading the portion where the Banayudha is there, I told Jiraj Prabhu, when you were sick, that fever is there, you are having fever.
So no, I have no fever.
No, I took down some...
Oh, yes.
So I consulted my wife. She said, you read that Bhagavad where the Banayudha is there, that you are means having, producing jara, fever. So Vishnu jara is cold only. So, that Vishnu Jara just brings down the fever.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
So, you are just reading about Bhagavatam only when you are sick. Anybody is suffering from fever means you read such and such a person. So, it should come down.
No. Vishnu should not be utilized for theory on your fever. That is not bhakti.
Yes.
That is business.
No, but it's there. You need it. You are always looking at Bhakti boy, that is too high for handling people.
Yes, Bhakti is highest. Highest.
Yes, that is true.
Bhakti Avama Vijayana. If you have real bhakti, then you can understand Vishnu. To know Vishnu among manasa gosara, it is very difficult. Manushanam sahasya prasiddhata visiddha jatatama visiddhyana kachid mitch. So to understand Vishnu, very, very difficult. And but you can understand Vishnu by bhakti. So bhakti is so easy thing.
How about if a disciple wants to use the help of Vishnu for the spiritual master?
Huh?
A disciple wants to take the aid of Vishnu for serving the spiritual master.
That is nice. That is for curing Vishnu's representative. When we are in danger, there are so much obstruction for constructing the temple, and we pray to Krishna. But should we stop? We pray to Krishna, please give your protection. That is for business purpose. Bhagavad Gita after Tarsidhyasu, when one is in distress, he comes to Krishna. So that is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti means I shall not take a farthing from Krishna. I shall give everything to Krishna. I shall not take any return from this. Prahlad Maharaj said, Ramana said, Master, that all my service, I take some return for it. No. Sometimes, right? We are not pure devotees, but we have no other alternative than to pray to Krishna for some material benefit. That is also good. They have said, Sutukvita bhajante maam sukritino, that pious. For the not pure devotee, but that pious. But the duskritino, they do not approach him. That is the difference. Sukritina bhajante maam sukritina also. Aksha khyasi vikyasi jnani cha bharadarsha. They are also good. Pious. And one who does not go to Vishnu for any reason, there, most sinful. Here, although if he goes to Vishnu for some material benefit, he's pious. Namaya duskidana muha prabhadate naras. Those are impious, sinful. They do not go. So I will have to jump like this.
No.
We made the wrong turn.
Okay. The window glass.
That is called Maya. Light is here, yes. But it appears light is there. This is Tama. Hare Krishna. Yeah. The real world is the spiritual world, and here it is simply a reflection. But we are taking this is real world. And spiritual, there is no spirit. Yatavhasa tathātam. So, Shankaracharya said that this world is false. Jagat mithya. So, but Brahma Sattva, he gave me some information. But we are taking this Jagat Sattva and there is no spiritual world. This is it. Just like, that's all that. The mileage, the police animal goes after the water in the desert. But there is no water. He's wheeled up. But that does not mean there is no water anywhere else. There is water, but this mileage water is false. Similarly, this material world is false, but that does not mean there is no spiritual world. The water is somewhere else that we do not know, but we are after this mileage water in the desert. पानी है जानवर दौड़ता है उधर पानी दौड़ते 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 खत्म हो जाए इसी प्रकार इधर सूख है दौड़ते 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 खत्म हो जाए हरे Sisardam Misha. Tiju Bhari Vinimayam Jatrat Sisardam Misha. Namna Tina Nirastak Hukam Sattam Param Dhimani. As this offers his respect to the real truth, Sattam Param Dhimani. Where there is no mileage, there is no false one. Real water. Krishna gives this hand in front of me. Jat gatyana nivattanti tadhyamam paramam mama. That is my real abode. Well, if you go, you don't come back. And so long you are in this material world, bhutya bhutya praliyate. You accept one body, suffer or enjoy, there is no enjoyment, suffering, and again accept another body. Tatha dehantara prapti. This is going on. Therefore, do not understand when we speak of the other world. But if you speak of this world, that I will make you happy in this world, thousands and millions will follow you. And as soon as you say that I shall make you happy in the next world, then this is all nonsense. Crazy thing.
I think that's a good idea.
Post-dated check.
Not post-dated. That is real check, but he does not know. He refuses real check. That is not post-dated. That is real check.
Well, they might say that we're always...
They might say. That is another thing. अच्छा आदमी बोलता है जो मरने का बाद क्या होगा कौन जानता
है
अभी जो है इसको हिसाब किताब
अभी तो बोलता मजाक
अंधा जैसा अंधेरी जो बुनी हो क्या मजाक क्या करेगा मजाक जो बंदोबस्त करता है उसको रहने तो देगा हुआ तो एक दिन लात मार के भरा दे बस तो मजा होगी
When God is finished, everything is finished. When God is finished, everything is finished. So why
that is a foolish man. You are a child, that body is finished. So you have got a defined body. That's the simple truth that you do not understand. That is your folly. Namaskar, Malata. If the body is finished, then why you are a child, you have become a young man. Body is finished, but not everything finished. Everything is there. Only the body is finished. Na hannate hannavane sarire. This is explained. So when the body is finished, that does not mean you are finished. You have to accept another body. That is this. And it is spoken by Krishna, not any so-called scientist. The Supreme Person said, Na hannate hannavane sarire. What does it say about this statement of Krishna? Annate na annate annamane sarire. When your body is finished, you are not finished.
So they don't accept Krishna either.
Then how rascal they are?
No, that is so. Body is finished and atma is amat. So, but why atma suffers this generation for the deeds done by the body in this life?
Because atma is continuation.
Continuously, I understand, suppose my body is doing some shit.
Not body is doing, you are doing.
I am doing, that's why.
Therefore, you must suffer.
Atma is not doing. Atma is
doing. Atma is doing. Therefore, Atma is suffering.
Because
you are not doing. When the Atma is doing, born out of your body, your body does not do anything.
Okay.
Then,
Atma,
yeah.
Atma, Amat. That is eternal.
You do not understand that you are Atma, Aham Brahmasmi, that you do not understand. You think I am body. That is nonsense.
But that's not
clear. Why not clear?
Why not clear?
That means your intelligence is not clear.
That's what I
said. So, Atma, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Antavakti me deha, mitta sopra sarivina. Nittaka Ukta. Nittaka Ukta. Sarira. Sarira means the soul who possesses this body. He is Nitta. So you have to enjoy, supply the reaction of your actions. Karuna Dhyana Trina. You have got a type of body on account of your activity.
But how, suppose I am doing some sins. But how, suppose
you are doing sins, you have to control.
What does the Lord mean in Bhagavad Gita when he says that only the modes of...
Right. You are committing sinful life, so you have to rectify yourself.
Who is the control of my body? Atma is the control of...
Yes.
So if I am doing sins, you mean to say that Atma is doing, because that is, he is responsible.
Yes.
If the manager does... if the worker does something wrong, the manager is indirectly...
No, why do you say manager? You are doing. No, I suppose. That is not suppose. You are doing sinful activities or pious activities. It is you. Atma. Jivatma.
That means Jivatma, that he is responsible
yeah.
for any good or bad deeds of my life.
Yeah.
That is the controller of the body. Yeah. So he is responsible.
But body is only means.
Means.
Suppose you are motor car, you are driving this way or that way. The motor car is not driving it. You are driving the motor.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean in
Gita?
It says only the modes of material nature are
actions. Material nature means because you are in disease condition in this material world, therefore, according to the infection, it's like you have got body and he has got body. You are suffering from typhoid, he is suffering from smallpox. So you have contaminated the typhoid germs and he has contaminated smallpox. So, this body is, after all, material body. So, there is infection of material nature, tridunatma. Therefore, you have to transcend this position of tridunatma. Then, you are cured. Mantra, Mahavicharini, Bhakti, Yogi, Najat, Sevote, Sagunan, Samasitta, Yetan, Brahma, Bhuvayava. If you transcend the infection of the three modes of material nature, then you are safe. So long you do not transcend, just like so long you infect some disease, then you must suffer. But if you don't infect, you will not suffer. That is up to you. If there is disease, cholera disease, how shall I go there? How shall I infect my body in that way? That is up to you. If you don't take precaution, then you suffer. Yeah.
Soul is pure, part and part of the person.
Yes, but it's powered by the material body. The material body is infected by the modes of material nature. Therefore, although he is pure, he is subjective. Just like when there is motor accident, you are separate from the motor, but you have to suffer. Everyone knows that I am separate from motor car, but I am suffering. Because you have got a bad car, you must suffer.
That may be because I am an imperfect driver.
But you are imperfect, therefore this movement is to make you perfect. If you are not imperfect, then why the movement is there? To make you perfect. Samsiddhim paramanangata mamupita kontiya dukkhalansa. So long you are imperfect, you must suffer in this material world. And as soon as you become perfect, you go back to home. Because you are imperfect, therefore this movement is there. Medicine is there for the patient, not for the person in perfect health. Nanavijanati, Swami Bhakti Paramabha. These rascals, they do not know Krishna. That the Krishna consciousness movement, is it necessary? Paropakar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paropakar. You know yourself what is Krishna and distribute this knowledge. That is one thing. And that is entrusted to the Indians. Arad bhumita manusya janma hailo ja janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. This is one thing.
All the doer and the non-doer of the activities, or his sinful activities, or his soul is pure, so...
Yeah. Just like when you are condemned to death by the judgment of the High Court. So who is the doer? High Court judge or you? Huh? Is the High Court judge your enemy that he has condemned you to death? He has given the judgment. You cannot say that he is the doer. You are the doer. So, Atman, Paramatma. You do and Paramatma gives judgment. Given a trainer by the superior judgment. This is your position.
But it is said, all the actions are carried out by three modes of material nature.
Yes.
Atma is just non-doer.
Huh?
Atma doesn't do.
No, he has put himself to the center of material nature. As soon as you come to India or you come to some other country, you must be under the laws of that country. So why do you come here? Krishna Bhulyaji Bhagavan Chakare, you have come to the material world to enjoy. So you must suffer also.
We've seen the example you provide that just like a man, if he goes to sleep at night and he dreams that he has committed some murder or some
he enjoys
or suffers the activity.
Yes, yes. But actually, why he dreams like that? One is dreaming like that, another is dreaming differently. That is due to his practice.
People say then the soul must be impure. If the soul can...
Impure in this sense, that he has been touched with the impure. And if he becomes untouched with the impure, there is no more impure. That is this time in Bhagavad. Manchabhaya vicharini bhakti yogena jase sagunana samatittaita brahma bhuya. Immediately he becomes pure. Krishna says, sarva dharman paritajya, mami kansarana, aham tvas sarva papi bhama kusha. I shall make immediately pure. What then to do that? You want to remain impure, then you must suffer.
Therefore, we must situate on desire.
Yes. We are desiring to enjoy this sense enjoyment from material world. Then you remain impure. So long you shall desire sense. Therefore, bhakti means annadilasita sunnam. Make zero all your desires. Material desire. Desire cannot be zero. Purify your desire. Desire how to serve Krishna. That it is clear. You are singing daily, daily in the morning. Arda Korea Manaya. Do you know the meaning?
No other desire.
Huh?
No other desire.
Yes. Arda Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chittete Korea Oika. Arda Korea Manaya. That is purification. A guru says something and a guru says something else, then you are desiring something that you are not here. Therefore, daily you are saying, Arana Kariya Mata. Don't desire anything. Then you remain here. as he decides, the guy shall start only Krishna. Delivered from all sinful reactions, then how you are into it. Now keep that position, pure position, then your life will succeed. Arana Kariya. And if you plan something, I am very expert in planning, I shall do this, I will do that. Raksha Krishna. Then you remain into it.
London.
So you live in London?
Yes.
Why you have come here?
I come
2 weeks. So you don't go to our temple in London?
Yes, I do.
We have got 2 temples. One in the city and one in Lakshman. The big temple.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So go. When you go back again, you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Timamanandha. That is required. Arana Kuryamane. Anandha. No diversion of attention.
You see, I am now trying to learn in this science also. And I find that by doing bhakti, what you call puja, saguna puja, whenever I come to your place, instead of seeing the Krishna murti, I always see lingam, pure lingam. Why is this phenomenon going on?
You are a great devotee of Lord Shiva.
But I have always seen the well, my parents maybe they could come to. I have not done much except knowing only two lines of
devotee of Lord Shiva, then you know how.
And when I have doing some other Sugana Puja, another is seen always. Suppose I am doing Devi Puja, Janka Shiva Puja, then I am seeing Devi Puja. Like that it is happening. Secondly, from Saguna, how to go to Nirguna state? That is my difficulty. And whenever I am praying with a closed eyes, I see something.
That is given.
But when I open the eyes, I see, don't see anything.
That you have to. Sagunan samatitta. Sagunan samatitta. So you have to adopt this means. Then you.
How to from Saguna? I do not know.
Bunch of Maritani, Bhakti Yogi, and
Sanskrit. I don't know much.
Anyone who worships Krishna, without any change, he becomes Nirguna.
So Saguna is necessary for going to Nirguna? Saguna
is not necessary. But if you don't worship unprincipally Krishna, then you remain in the Saguna plane. Here it's clearly says, Sagunan Samatista Itana, Brahma Bhuya. If you have to adopt the means, then you become Nirguna. If you don't adopt, then you remain Sagunan.
Yes. Then I can come to you and just you explain me what is the way Hare Krishna.
Sagunan Samatista, Sagunan.
Which slope from Gita? It is from Gita? Bhagavad Gita?
The 9th chapter.
And then I'll read it again and see that whether I can follow from this. Thank you.
Clearly say, Sagunani, Saguna, Samasitta. Sammasupena sitya, perfectly transcendent. This is the process.
Yes. You cannot do with closed eyes. With open eyes, why we cannot do the prayers and the bhakti of
what is the for the disturbed mind? Those who are secular, they can see always open or closed. Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadai Varidaya Siddha. One who has attained that state, love of God, he'll see every moment.
Even with naked eye. Thank you.
Hare. Love somebody.
Yes, sir.
A small child. Don't you see always?
Yes.
Don't you see?
Yes.
When you see the child's little socks, immediately you see the child. Yes. The shoes, immediately you see the clothes. Because you are in love with the child. So that stage you have to come. In love with God. Then you see all the 24 hours. Sadaiva. Sadaiva means 24 hours. You see, and it always remains in nirgun state and always free.
But in that case, your material duties are forgotten.
No.
Then how to avoid that? Because the conflict takes place.
It will be, there will be no more material duties. When you wash the shoes of your son, that is love. That is not a shoe washer. You don't remain a shoe washer. He remains in love with your child. The mother takes care of the child versus when he passes through. But does that mean she becomes Maitrani?
Yes.
Maitrani is material.
Yes.
But when the mother out of love versus the child, she is not Maitrani. She is Rajrani.
Yes.
And if you come to Rashi, she is watching. The school of the son, his maitrani, his maitrani, that is your mister. The remains rather than. That's right, Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna. That does not mean that his supremacy is lost. The mother Yashoda is by him. He still remains the supreme. Therefore, mother Yashoda becomes exhausted to try to bind. And when Krishna saw that my mother is persevering now, she is exhausted. All right, let me agree to be bound that way. Krishna says, anyone who is engaged in my devotional service, Sagunan Samapitayatan, Brahma Bhuyasa. But this is a mistake to say that devotional service is Sagun. It's Sinar, it's Sinar. One gentleman can to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yes.